flying suitcases. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Like millions of others, I've taken Amtrak between Washington and New York, and I was glued to CNN yesterday because I guess I feel that if you can learn enough about what happens in an accident like that, you can take some control if it happens to you. Lesson number one, be prepared for chaos.
This huge red suitcase just came flying at me. It hit my chest. I think I have a few fractured ribs.
Lesson number two, hope that the adrenaline will help you to live up to the example set by Max Helfman.
There was a door. It was open about 8 inches. So my first priority was obviously to get my mom safe. So I just did what I could to get people out of that car.
I think I started to panic a little bit, but my son just kept calling my name, and he found me. He got me out.
Now comes the investigation, but I'm going to make a prediction. Congress is finally going to be shamed into funding the safety systems that could have prevented this because some of these passengers are ticked off.
The fact that this was preventable, that 7 people who waited in the same exact line that I did yesterday at Union Station in Washington, D.C. lost their lives, is just enraging.
And there are now about 200 plus people like Andrew Brenner who are ready to testify before Congress that if this country can throw untold billions at, quote, protecting the homeland from terrorists who, God forbid, might sabotage our railroads, we can throw a few more million at upgrading those railroads before they sabotage themselves. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.